What is stuck in my craw this week is the Honourable Member for Warringah, Tony Abbott. Of course, Tony Abbott is no stranger to being stuck in people's craws. He's pretty much been stuck in Australia's craw permanently for most of the last couple of decades. But he has particularly grated on me in this last week because of the revelations that in 2009 he got drunk and missed what was a reasonably important vote in the House of Representatives. Now, it's not so much the revelation that is stuck in my craw as the fact that there are no consequences to this behaviour. The fact that he lied about it and self-righteously condemned Wayne Swan for revealing it several years ago and smeared Swan as a liar when he knew full well that Swan was telling the truth. Most of all, it's simply the fact that a man like Abbott can laugh this behaviour off, and many of his supporters will also laugh it off. And even Malcolm Turnbull, even though he says it is unacceptable behaviour, won't actually do anything. Now, the correct response to the revelation is for Abbott to resign. The correct response from Malcolm Turnbull, if Abbott won't resign, is to sack him, is to dismiss him from the Liberal Party. None of this will happen because we do not live in a world of justice or equality, obviously. None of us are going to get away with turning up drunk for work. There are consequences for that. We don't get to say to our employers, sorry, I didn't do my job, I just happened to get drunk. Abbott makes the excuse that he is a knockabout Aussie. This is actually what he says. After revealing his dereliction of duty on a national television show as a little joke between himself and Annabelle Crabb, which he probably thought would enhance his image, and maybe with a certain element of the electorate, the element of the electorate that's responsible for him being there in the first place, maybe it will. When challenged further, he says, I never pretended to not be a knockabout Aussie. That's his defence. This is knockabout Aussie behaviour. First of all, knockabout Aussies don't get drunk on wine and pass out in parliamentary offices. That's not a knockabout mode of behaviour. The other thing is, though, when knockabout Aussies do get drunk and not show up for work, they get in trouble. They get sacked. They get suspended. Even in the world of professional sports, which is notorious for tolerating bad behaviour, players who show up to a game or show up to training drunk are in big trouble and have to face a punishment. Ask Andrew Simons, right? No one gets to get away with this behaviour except parliamentarians. They pretty much make up their own rules. And that's what really gets me, is that they don't even have to fulfil the basics of their job, showing up and voting in the House, let alone voting well, voting responsibly. They can just ignore doing it at all because they got pissed in their office. They decided to knock back a few bottles of red instead of showing up to the chamber. And nothing will happen. And this is what's stuck in my craw, because it just shows, doesn't it? It's just a symbol of how great is the contempt with which our elected representatives hold us, the people. And I'm fed up with it, and I'm fed up with the people and the media in particular letting it slide. And that's going to remain. And Tony Abbott's really quite disgraceful behaviour, and it is disgraceful. It's getting shrugged off by the press gallery in particular, as well as the political class. But it is disgraceful behaviour. And that disgraceful behaviour will stick in my craw until the day when there is some kind of consequence for it.